What's up, you mother suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm here with Chinese best friend.
Hey, welcome. Thank you guys for listening again.
All right, let's bring our guest on. Very beautiful, very sexy. You know, I really haven't looked at a beautiful woman since I got engaged.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Paula is in the building today. Come on, beautiful.
Miss Paula is in
Paula!
The building.
Paula, sit next to me. Goodness, look at that.
Welcome to Mother Sucker Podcast with Michael Blackson.
Hey, Paula, what are you? Like, what are you? Are you like half Mexican, half Puerto Rican, got a little Japanese in you?
No, I'm Colombian.
Colombiano,
yeah.
But I'm mixed race, so like black, some European.
Yeah, black in you.
Yes, my grandpa was black. Some European and then some indigenous. And I feel like when you're mixed, like...
I never heard of a country called indigenous. Where's that at? Is that in Mexico?
Small town in Tijuana? Is that...
No, and so like indigenous, like from like native Colombian, like the Indian people from Colombia.
Yeah. Did you know that Chinese best
friend? I'm indigenous.
I'm dangerous.
Indigenous.
Indigenous. Yeah, it's like Native Americans. You know, they're indigenous people.
Yeah. Me and Mike went to a public school that doesn't offer good teachers.
I did. Well, you went to Los Angeles public schools?
Yeah.
I went to Philadelphia public school, man.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
Also Los Angeles.
Public school?
Yeah.
But you listened. He's fucking listening to nothing.
I was always late.
But you was on time for lunch, right?
Yeah, I was always there. Cookies and pizza.
Is that your favorite lunch?
Yeah.
They used to do the white milk or the chocolate milk in school. Do you guys get milk? See, I went to school. I'm more like 90s guy.
Yeah, 90s. 97,
8, 9,
10. 90, 10? Oh, no. 2000. No, yeah, I graduated year 2000.
So did you hear about OnlyFans? So starting in October.
What?
Nudity is no longer allowed.
No.
Right? So I heard that nudity is. It's just the explicit content like porn. But I think you can still post nudes. You just can't have sex.
Oh, so you can have your coochie can shove a dick in it.
Oh, even a dildo?
Exactly. Right. No masturbation.
No?
No. I got the email and everything. Like, they sent out an email and they were like, yeah, so no more sex.
Can we print that out so we could show it to the world?
Yeah.
So it's not that bad. You guys going to be okay then?
I think I'm going to be okay because I don't do porn on there, but it is still going to indirectly affect me because I feel like most subscribers are going to leave, you know, because they're like, I don't want to pay for, you know, not see some sex, you know, so or something super sexy. So I think indirectly it is going to affect me. Yeah.
Wow.
So pretty much, yeah, because we thought OnlyFans was going to, because OnlyFans without sex is what? Instagram.
True. Yeah.
Or TikTok.
So true.
Damn. So, you know, I mean, you guys going to lose some followers, right?
Yes.
You're gonna lose some fans.
I've already lost some subscribers.
No.
A lot.
Over 50?
Yeah. I was like at 1,500, so 1,500, and now I'm like 500.
No.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You lost 1,000.
Yeah.
No.
It's crazy. Yeah. People were like, I'm out of here.
So what are you going to sell pussy instead? Like, what are you going to do? Just
I thought about it.
The way you asked the question, so like, you're just going to sell some pussy.
Because if not, McDonald's, how much McDonald's pay an hour now? What is the hourly pay at McDonald's?
I have no idea, Mike. I haven't applied there yet.
Well, they got to be at $15 an hour.
They get paid that much?
Wow. Well,
nah, in California, probably. Minimum wage has moved up.
$15 an hour.
True, it has moved up.
It's moved up, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you going to do at McDonald's, Mike? Offer some extra French fries on the side?
So you guys are allowed to be naked. You just can't do nothing. So you've lost some money.
Yes. A lot of money.
I mean, was that your full-time job?
Well, no. I did have some side hustles, but I did get comfortable and like I kind of neglected my side hustles a little bit because I was making good money, you know, and I got comfortable. So I kind of dismissed them a little bit, but I still have that to kind of fall back on.
So what you
but no,
go,
I'm nervous. I'm yeah. definitely nervous.
So were you between like the $5,000 to $10,000 a month OnlyFans income?
Yeah,
or
like,
I was making like $15,000.
Whoa. Ooh.
And a month. And on a, I had like, the best month for me was February. I made like $30,000 that month.
Holy crap.
February yeah. of 21? Yes. Or 20?
21.
When did you start? Did you start during the pandemic? Or
no,
before?
Right before the pandemic, actually. Ooh. Yes. And I literally was not doing porn and I was still making that much money.
Damn, just yeah. showing your coochie.
Just twerking, literally twerking, oh, dancing. Twerking. I wasn't even nude at first because I didn't want to be. And they were still subscribing and like just.
Yeah, because people, if they like you, they don't yeah. really need to see nudity.
True.
Man, a lot of those men on there are just lonely. They just want to talk
true.
To you. Right? They just
want
to talk. Send you a picture. What's the weirdest thing somebody asked you to send them? Like your left toe?
No, even weirder. Like they were like, send me a video of your butthole while you're farting.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, how much?
Well,
how
yeah.
much? I was like, send how me $1,000 because I don't know. I can't. I feel like
did you do
the
it?
Fart won't even come out because I'm like right. I'm just not used to that.
Well, you could have just
like probably, I didn't even try.
You could have eaten some burritos.
Nah, just made an artificial fart noise like
oh, you're right.
off the internet.
You're
off
right.
Google.
But I think he would have noticed because I think he got like. He got a lot of those. And he even sent me like an example of how he wanted
what
it.
What the fuck? Who the hell is that?
Right?
Is and he I still think subscribe? Like the
butthole. Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, he's probably gonna be your last guy. You're gonna
yeah,
know.
You're gonna have to send buttholes a fart every week. That's fine. Twice, three times a month, $5,000.
But that's porn. She can't do it.
Oh point. Yeah, you're right.
Well, she didn't shove nothing on her ass unless you put a microphone in it.
No, but you could send message like somewhere else on Instagram.
No, he wants the OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck up his. He's paying, what is it, $20 a month for you? What are you?
No, 50. Oh, no, $11.11 actually.
Whoa.
$11.11. Yeah, that's my price a month.
Is that your date of birth? The fuck is that about?
Yeah. Is that your no, birthday?
It's like my number, my angel number, 1111. Oh. I see it a lot.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African king of comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Yeah, they put me in a movie, Mike.
Who did?
This big movie that's supposed to come out soon. I was like a cholo.
Nice.
I was supposed to act like cholo. They put tattoo all over my face, my neck.
Oh, you look cholo-tion.
But the funny thing is, when the director came, I goes, are they supposed to be cholo? And then the guy goes, yeah. He goes, they're both Asian. And then the other director goes, well, that's the funny part. You get the point?
Was it a comedy?
No, it's a freaking, like a horror movie. And nice. Then I had to go act like a cholo. Hey, S.A., move, get the fuck out of the way.
Well, it kind of reminded me of Meet the Blacks. Like, I know two guys that died in Meet the Blacks.
Yeah, and they came back.
And they came back in Meet the Blacks, too. So, it's okay.
No, it's a serious movie, Mike. It's like this big-time superstar that's on it.
Wow, congrats.
Oh, no, it was just 10 seconds. They probably
that's still amazing.
Delete my part.
No, they need a cholo that looks Chinese.
Yeah, apparently. You a know, cholo. I saw this Netflix series where it's all Mexicans. I forget what it's called, but yeah, it's and they had one of the actors was also a cholo and he looked Asian. I was like, that guy looks Asian. So I think it's also because a lot of Mexicans do have, you know, some Asian heritage. And I guess, you know, a lot of them do look like that. Just kind of like Peruvian people. Have you guys seen any Peruvian people or like Ecuador?
Oh, yeah.
They have a
yes.
lot of Asian heritage. Oh, really? They look Asian. They look Asian, very Asian, much. Right. Mm-hmm.
Pacquiao look Ecuadorian.
Yeah, Pacquiao.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's Ecuadorian.
He took an L, too.
Yeah, he was a good fight, I heard, but... yeah,
you think his age is catching
friend.
Up to him?
Yeah, he's, what, 43? 43? That's
something 41, 42, something like that.
It's time to retire. But he did good for that age, you know?
Yeah, but he fought a guy that he wasn't prepared to fight.
Yeah, it was a
He prepared to fight a light-skinned guy, and then he fought a dark-skinned guy.
Oh,
dark-skinned guys are fight. They hit hard.
Yeah, he was, and that guy's young.
He's gonna fight a light-skinned guy. He had a better chance fighting a light-skinned.
Well, he fought your other friend before. He's dark-skinned. What's his
Who?
Name? The guy that.
Broner.
Yeah,
Broner's brown. He's not dark. He's not as dark.
Oh yeah,
as
that
the guy
new
he
one
fought.
Is really dark.
Yeah, the darker you are, the man. We take
he
punches.
He could take a beating, huh?
Yeah, man. Light-skinned guys, he could have beat that light-skinned kid. He should have waited till that kid recovered from... When he had COVID or something, what happened? Why he didn't fight that kid?
Yeah, that's what I heard. So that was some random shit then. Hey, go fight this guy. I had a feeling because that guy was young. Oh, hi.
Hello, ladies. Come on, y'all join us. We got 10 minutes left. We talking about only...
Welcome.
Have a seat. Come on and
welcome to
join the
Michael
show.
Michael Blackson show.
Come and join. Have a seat, ladies.
Mike, this is your UPS delivery girl. Brought you a package. Hi, welcome to Michael Blackson.
Yeah, we talk. So, Mimi, grab the mic, Mimi. Because we was talking about how OnlyFans is about to get rid of porn in a sec. So, I heard y'all could still be naked, but y'all cannot stick a dick in you or dildos or nothing. Is that true?
It don't matter to me because I only show nude.
Oh, you don't?
I don't have sex.
Oh, you don't. You don't have sex.
Oh.
Okay, so you good.
It don't matter me.
Oh,
but
okay.
You do like post like implied nude and stuff. Yeah, same. Yeah.
How about your girl over there?
I do naked and I do sell videos, but I don't mind. I don't mind it at all.
No, you think that fans are just gonna just because I don't maybe the way the news came out because some people really think that. Some people think it's just getting rid of nudity, period.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You know, that's what we all thought. They're getting rid of nudity. But they're not getting rid of it. They're just getting rid of sex.
Listen, I think personally, until it happens, I like when it's action. So once this shit will really be going on, then I'll believe it. If it's not shown to me yet, then I'll see when it happens.
Oh, I got you.
But we'll know on October 1st.
Exactly.
October 1st
coming up with the same concept. True. Like OnlyFans
because of that they're jumping up, they're ready to take over.
And that Wendy Williams best friend, she created a new one.
Wow.
Actually that one is more accessible than OnlyFans. I was reading a whole night.
Oh wow.
I probably would like it.
I contacted Tiger directly and he said that he would love to have me there. So, I mean,
nice.
My star is going to be like the new OnlyFans,
gotcha.
But it's just going to be a new platform. There's going to be new platforms for us all over. Like, it's not over for sure.
No, exactly.
Yeah. And worst comes to worst, Craigslist, right? Or Backpage?
Like, no, that's
there's
like,
no back
that's
page.
Back then, like,
it, there's no back page no more.
Back page is a prostitution. We don't meet these people.
Oh.
Not the same.
No,
right.
I mean, were you a customer for Backpage?
No, I never. No, I just saw news. Like people.
Back pages were like years ago.
Yeah, it's no longer there, right?
No.
Okay. Right, the back page became Instagram.
I got my iPhone. Oh yeah.
Literally.
Backpage is Instagram.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.